Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
We are on location this week on Spectrum on China America Radio. We are actually at the New York Transit Museum, and we are in beautiful downtown Brooklyn. And we have a return engagement with Jody Shapiro, who came to our studio about 3 years ago to talk to us about the 7 train show that you had at the Grand Central, right?
That was me.
And now there's another Redbird show, and it's actually going on right now here at the Brooklyn Museum.
It is, and it's going to be on view until September of this year, 2020. So it's plenty of time for people to come and visit us and check it out and see what it's all about.
Now, the word Redbird, to most people who've only been around for the last 20, 30 years, usually conjures up the 7 train and the 7 train only. But there was once upon a time that pretty much the whole fleet were Redbirds, correct?
Pretty much all of the cars that ran on the IRT lines, which are the numbered lines, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, had these red cars on them. That's why they're called Redbirds, because they're painted red, and that's the only thing that they all have in common, because a Redbird car could have been one of 9 different types of subway cars.
Was there ever any notion to make the entire fleet red? I mean, all the cars? Because I know some cities, all their subway cars or their buses all look exactly the same.
I think they would have liked to have done that, but at the time that these cars got painted red, there were some stainless steel cars already in our system, and those are pretty difficult to paint.
So the Redbirds didn't come that way. They became Redbirds. They had other lifespans before that, correct?
Yeah, they came into our system in different colors. One was a red called Tartar Red. There was a green that was like a kale green. At some point in the 70s, they got painted something called Platinum Mist, which was a nice silver with a dark blue stripe. And of course, most people who know them as Redbirds might also remember them as the Bluebirds from the World's Fair, which were painted a nice turquoise and cream. And by the way, down here at the museum on the platform, we have a car painted red, the Redbird scheme, which is officially known as Tuscan Red. And we also have a Bluebird from the World's Fair, so people can compare and contrast the two colors.
Well, we're actually on location. We're actually sitting in a Redbird car, and you can hear in the background that there are children here. It's a very kid-friendly place. I see kids all over the museum.
Yeah, they love it here, and we love the kids that love to come here. But the museum is for everybody. It just happens to be that kids are really, really enthusiastic about what we do here.
And the museum is actually in a subway station.
It is. We are decommissioned 1936 IND station.
And how long has it been in existence? I think I'm aware of some sort of a transit museum for like 30, 40 years or more, right?
The transit museum started as the New York City Transit Exhibit in 1976 for the bicentennial. We were only supposed to be open for a couple of months, but people loved seeing the history of our transit system, so we pretty much never closed. We officially became a museum sometime in the 1990s.
I may have mentioned this when we talked to you about 3 years ago, that I was actually on the last run of the Redbirds that left Times Square and went to Willets Point. And when was that, 2003 or 4?
It was November of 2003, yeah. And it was a really sad day for a lot of people because these cars were in our system in one color or another since the early 1960s. You know, people really became emotionally attached to them. It's the subway car. It's the iconic subway car. Most of the time when people think of New York subway, the car that they think of is a Redbird. Maybe not interior-wise, but exterior, certainly. So, you know, like anything in New York that people have strong feelings about, you know, happy feelings and growing up around it, when the Redbird cars were retired in 2003, there was a lot of emotional outpouring.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's probably hundreds, if not thousands, of stories. I met my wife on the subway, or got my best job on my way, while I'm sitting in a red subway car.
Yeah, I mean, so many people seeing this exhibit that we have upstairs have said, oh, I'm so happy that you did a show about the Redbirds, because when I first came to New York in 1964, my first subway ride was on a World's Fair car, which is a car that became a Redbird during the general overhaul period when they were rebuilt and all painted red. And so we're getting equal parts of people who love the Redbirds, or love them when they were the World's Fair cars. And that happens on our nostalgia rides, too.
Tell me about the hours of the museum. And now you gave a tour today of just the Redbird exhibit. How often do you do that?
That happens the last Tuesday of every month. There is a gallery talk. It depends on which exhibits are open at the time. So the next one is probably not going to be about Redbirds. It'll be about another exhibit that's opening. But there's always tours that are being given. Like, you could walk in, and there's highlight tours that happen every day, and on the weekends too. We're open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, and then from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sundays. We're closed to the public on Mondays.
The final chapter of the Redbirds is interesting from an ecological perspective. Tell me about that.
Well, because there were so many Redbird-type cars that needed to be disposed of, the authority decided that scrapping them would be too much money for them to spend. So they looked for alternatives on how to get the cars off the property and out of service. At the time, there was a federal program called ReefX that was reusing military vehicles like helicopters and tanks that were making them into artificial reefs for fish. So the authority thought that this could be a good use for these Redbird cars and some other subway cars that were being retired at the same time. They looked into it and contacted a bunch of government agencies and figured out the ecological impact, and it was decided that making the Redbirds into artificial reefs was a good way to get them off transit property and give them some use beyond their intended use as a subway car.
Now, there's an exhibit on that particular aspect of it at the Grand Central Museum,
There
correct?
Was last year, yeah.
Right, I remember seeing that. That was very interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot of people don't realize, and I certainly didn't until I started researching for this show, was that it's really expensive to throw something away when it's a vehicle like a subway car.
Yeah.
So this was a good solution for this massive amount of cars. There were about 2,000 cars that got reefed in all. It's a lot of cars.
Now, you're the, like the really the resident maven on this subject, but I've seen New York City subway cars in various configurations throughout the United States being used at other museums or as landmarks or something. If somebody wanted to buy a subway car, I mean, what's the process, and is there a whole, you know, real estate market for old rolling stock?
That is a really good question, and I would say the best people to ask about that are the surplus and materiel people. I only know how cars come to us, and that's when a type of car is going to be retired. They ask us if we would like one for our collection or more than one, because some cars have to be together. They have to be a pair. That's how we got some of our Redbirds. That's how we got most of our subway cars in our collection were going to be retired and saved for us. As far as buying an old subway car, I know people have done it.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure how.
Okay, well, I'll go on Craigslist or something, see if I can find it.
What would the Craigslist listing for that be?
Well, listen, Jody, it's been great talking to you. People want more information about the New York Transit Museum. Where would they go? What's the website address?
Our website is www.nytransitmuseum.org.
And we hope that people have a chance to come down here. It's wintertime. If you have a little cabin fever and you want to get out, and it's not really crowded this time of year except a few school groups come in and out. But if you really want to go back in time, this is the place to do it.
Yeah, we can take you there on our subway cars or through the stories that we tell on the mezzanine upstairs.
Okay. Jody Shapiro, thank you very much for being with us again on China America Radio. And I'm sure we'll have another story to tell when another set of subways comes and goes. But great talking to you again.
Thanks for having me again.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website, to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.